I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. What can we as a community do to make education accessible and effective for everyone? Students at the Working Classroom in Albuquerque have spent the last year looking for answers to that question by interviews, research, and discussions. The result is Solving for X, an original theater piece on stage this month. With us is the head of Working Classroom's theater program, Megan Gomez. Megan, great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Who are these students at Working Classroom who worked on this project?
I think from the outside, these students look like the young, resource-deprived students of our population, the ones who maybe grew up in the South Valley, in the West Side, have parents at home that don't speak English, the kind who are struggling with their own identities.
And this is the community and the population that Working Classroom was established to serve.
Yeah, the historically ignored communities of Albuquerque. And that includes adults as well as young people, but we primarily serve conservatory level between 11 and 18.
I'm assuming that these kids that we're talking about brought with them to this project their own stories.
Absolutely.
About education.
Yeah. One of our main storylines is about an undocumented student who finds out she's undocumented during the course of the play. I don't know if that's a spoiler. She's figuring out what it means to be part of this community, even though some people can consider her illegal. We have one actor in the play who speaks Spanish almost exclusively throughout the entire play. Not because he doesn't understand English, but it's because he feels like Spanish should be allowed to be spoken, and so he does. It's these kinds of people that we'll see, and it's because these are the students that I serve.
How did these kids go about collecting the material that you used to put the show together?
We started in February of 2016. Each one had to go and interview a student.
And in Albuquerque?
In Albuquerque. Someone that they knew, someone they were interested by, and then they transcribed those interviews and we talked about them. Their next assignment was to interview a teacher, and then the parent, and then administrator. And after that, their assignment was to find the voice that was missing. So that was how we found more of the LGBTQ voice. And all of them will paint a portrait of what it's like to go through the public school system.
Is the performance more, Megan, about raising questions or offering solutions?
It's about asking questions. What they're going to see is a series of vignettes, about 25 scenes in 60 minutes. We do propose certain solutions in very subtle ways throughout the play, but it's more about asking questions and more about how to interact with the world around you. Yeah.
Why raise an issue like this in a theatrical format?
I think that there is a special relationship that an audience has to actors on stage that you don't get in any other form of artistic expression. It's a coming together of a community. It's an opportunity for you to have a collective experience that will not be the same even for the next audience.
Megan Gomez of the nonprofit arts group Working Classroom has helped organize Solving for X, a new student-generated play looking at the issue of educational equity. Performances are this month in Albuquerque. Go to workingclassroom.org. More from Megan at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.